Amen. All right, tonight we're going to get into this. Tonight we're going to talk about a subject, a person, something, somebody very special, and it's the Holy Spirit. Today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know how often you hear about or you talk about or you think about the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is quite a subject of controversy. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. And a lot of people misunderstand the idea of who is the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of people, they get kind of weirded out, a little woo-woo about this kind of stuff. And really, the truth is, it's not weird or strange or anything like that. I think it's just a matter of understanding. You know, it's crazy how strange things are when you don't understand them. Totally understanding things makes things seem so less weird. My wife was sharing with me a conversation she had with my son the other day, and he said, "Mama," "Yes, honey," she said, how does Jesus get into our heart?" And I know it's pretty cute. And Michelle, my wife, she started saying, "Oh, well, the Holy Spirit this and this and that," and then he just kind of was ignoring her. And he was like, because he gets this look, he's like, he does that with his face when he's thinking. And he said, Mama, I know. He said, maybe he walks on our tongue, and then he goes into our mouth and walks down our throat, down here, and he goes over here. Maybe that's how he goes there. It's a little tiny Jesus." And that's why you gotta brush teeth. So it just, when you don't understand things, are kind of weird. So let's talk about this. You know, Jesus talks all about the Holy Spirit in John, the 14th and the 15th chapter. I mean, you figure, okay, Jesus, you know, if anybody knows about the Holy Spirit, it's got to be Jesus, you know. You'll find the Holy Spirit all throughout the Bible. And John 14 and 15, Jesus is talking about and talking to the disciples about the Holy Spirit. And to be honest, they really didn't fully get it either. But this is what Jesus says. Jesus says, John 15, verse 26. Let's go there real quick. John 15, verse 26, Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. He says this. He says, look. He says this here, right here, in John 15:26. Let me see, where are we at? Okay, here we go. "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also, you're going to bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning." Jesus says these two statements. He says, "The Helper is going to come, whom I'll send to you from the Father." Well, this Helper is the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth comes from the Father. What's the Spirit of Truth going to do? He's going to test me. He's going to talk about Jesus. And then he also says, "Well, you too. You're going to do this too, because you've been with me from the beginning." See, Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit. He says, "Look, you guys will be partners. You guys are going to work together." So this is what it means. It says, a lot of times we think the Holy Spirit is a force, you know, kind of like a Star Wars, you know, like that, you know. But the Holy Spirit is not just God's power, this force, and it's like, it's not woo-woo or like goosebumps or anything like that. The Holy Spirit actually is a person. Just like, we would never call Jesus an it, right? You wouldn't call Jesus, because Jesus isn't an it. He's a person. Well, so the same thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not like a pretty little dove, or the Holy Spirit's not like I said, like this impersonal idea, this force, this karma thing that just kind of out there making everything right. No, the Holy Spirit's a person. If God the Father is in heaven overwatching it all, and Jesus Christ rose from the dead, sits at the right hand of the Father, well, the Holy Spirit is God on earth. The Holy Spirit's God on earth. See, Jesus isn't on earth, remember? Remember that the whole Easter thing happened? And he was like, "See ya!" And he's, whoo. Remember that part? It's in the Bible. Well, the Holy Spirit's here. See, when you get an inkling in your heart, or when you hear a word from God, or all of a sudden when you read the Bible and it's like, oh, when you get it, when all of a sudden, you know, you're depressed, but you pray, and all of a sudden you're not depressed anymore. See, that's the Holy Spirit stepping into the situation, wrapping his arm around you, rising up on the inside of your heart, and being God. that's when the Holy Spirit's at. That's when God does. The Bible, you know, I've said it before, and you'll hear me say it again, but there's one of my favorite verses in the Bible that says that God's ear is not plugged. It's open to hear you. It says that God's arm is not too short that he can't reach you. Why is that? Well, because the Holy Spirit's here living among us. And if you're a Christian, even in you. You know, when you say ask Jesus into your heart, that's the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You know, we talked about during our sex and dating series that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. It means that your heart is a house for God, that God desires to be not just all around you and in the world and, you know, doing the no. But God's desire is to take residence up in you and to lead you and guide you, that wherever you are, there he is. Wherever he is, there you are. See, that's who the Holy Spirit is. When we say, the presence of God is in this place, the Holy Spirit stepped into the room. Does that make sense? The Holy Spirit is God's presence here on earth. It's God here living amongst us. See, God never left us. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Oh, that's because he's here today. I don't know if that's strange to you, but this is. But when the Helper comes, who I'll send to you from the Father, he's who the Spirit of Truth. Yeah, and it's kind of weird because how do you explain the Spirit, like, to people? Because we're not used to that kind of stuff. I mean, and it's even bigger than, like, you know, watching like Discovery Channel or like Ghost Hunters or anything like that. It's different. It's different. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is like, it's like God's breath. You know, all of us in this place, we have a spirit. The Bible says that God is spirit. He's not just like us. We're like him. I mean, you have a beautiful face, wonderful hair, fresh toes, you know. I mean, you have a heart, you have a mind that thinks, that learns math and geometry, trigonometry. You learn all your science, stuff like that goes up in your brain. But the part of you that makes you is your spirit. The part of you that connects with God is your spirit. The part of you that's really, really, really you is your spirit. I mean, when a person dies, their breath leaves them. It's the closest way I know how to explain it is that. You know, when the deepest parts of you get hurt, your spirit's hurt. When the deepest parts of you are just connecting with God, whether you're having that moment of worship, whether you're having that deep time of prayer, whether you're reading the Bible, or whether you're even connecting with a person, it's a spiritual thing. You know, we talked about it a little bit during the sex series. Even, you know, I don't know how else to say it, but it's a part of you that makes you you, that you cannot separate from you. That's your spirit, little s. That connects with capital S Spirit, God. You know, listen to me. Is when the Bible says that you were made in God's image, that's it. Your heart was designed to look like God's heart. And here God is in this place. And then Jesus says this in verse 16. He says, look, listen to me. I mean, it's all red letters here. He says, look, these things, guys, I'm talking to you. I'm telling you things that you aren't going to be made to stumble, so you don't get jacked up, so you don't leave, that you don't run away, that you don't leave me. I'm trying to prepare you. This is what's coming up in the next episode, okay? He says, look, these people, they're going to put you out of the synagogue's church. He says, yes, the time's coming that whoever kills you, they think they're doing God a favor when they kill you. They're like, hey, God, look, I killed him. Look, these things that they're going to do to you because they don't know me. They don't know the Father. These things I'm telling you right now so that when the time comes, you remember that I told you about this stuff. And these things I didn't say to you at the very beginning because I was with you. But now that I'm leaving, I'm going away to him, the Father, who sent me, Jesus. None of you asked me where I'm going, but because I said these things, you guys are sad. He says, look, it's better off that I leave. It's better off that I die. It's better off that we have Easter, guys. Because when I go away, I'm entrusting you to the Holy Spirit. You know, before, where Jesus was, there God was. Now, because of the Holy Spirit, because of God on earth, now you can spend time with Jesus in your room while I spend time with Jesus in my room. While you're having a difficult time with your family, the Holy Spirit can minister to you, and God is not bound by time or space, but God can be in us, around us. work through us. I don't know how it works. Don't make no sense to me. But that's why I'm me and he's God. Make sense? No? Then that means you got it. Okay. You see, Jesus is better off because the Holy Spirit, he's your helper. He's the one that goes to bat for you. He's the one that makes it work. I guess you could say the Holy Spirit is the one that empowers us. I mean, wouldn't it be horrible if God told you to do something that you can never do? Because the truth is, he really did tell you to do things that you can't do. I mean, the dreams God put in your heart, you can't do them. You can't. And that's kind of jacked up, except that the things that God told you and asked you to do is only half the story. See, you can't do it by yourself, but that's why Jesus says, look, guys, you do it with me. You can do it, not because you're so wonderful or smart or fantastic or beautiful, because you are, but you're not. You're not. I mean, the Bible says that apart from Jesus Christ, we're nothing. And I don't know a more true scripture than that. Apart from Jesus Christ, you're going to rob people, you're going to cuss at people, you're going to make your mom really mad, you're going to hate yourself. Apart from Jesus Christ, you're going to look in the mirror, you're going to think, God, why? Why, God, why? Apart from Jesus Christ, you're gonna find your value in what your GPA is. Apart from Jesus Christ, you're gonna find your value one day on how much money you make in your job or how many boys like you. You're gonna find your value in how tall or short or strong you are, how big your pectoral muscles are. All of a sudden, apart from Jesus Christ, yeah, I don't think about that one too much. Apart from Jesus Christ, you are going to come up short. But you see, Jesus says, look, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm the helper who's going to help you do everything I've asked you to do. And it's possible, because as soon as you involve the Holy Spirit into this, there is no impossible. There's no impossible. The only thing left is God's will and my will. And if it's God's will, it's possible. If it's my will, then it just shouldn't happen. Bottom line. And those are the only two things left. Possible and impossible don't exist anymore. Just God's will and my will. It's the only thing that's left. So what does this mean? God, the Holy Spirit, God himself, God's presence, God himself who lives in us and around us, that person, what does he empower? He empowers us to know who God is. You see, before, what happens is you go to church and you try to do all the right things. You try to earn God's love and approval, and it never works because it's not about how much you can do. It's about how deeply you can know God. And the only way you could do that is by the Spirit of God. And the Bible tells us that, look, nobody knows you really but your spirit, right? I mean, right? Look, you know those thoughts that are inside your brain that you don't tell nobody? You're like, I'm not even going to tell myself. I just thought that. Some of you in a church, you're like, better not think about that no more. I mean, those thoughts, don't tell me I'm the only one like that. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the parts of you that nobody knows, that your spirit knows, and only your spirit knows. And the Bible tells us that it's the same way with God's spirit. And the only way to know the very thoughts of God is to have the Holy Spirit moving in and through you. See, God will share you his secrets. Isn't that a weird thing to think? The Bible says that God won't do anything unless he tells somebody about it. Don't you want to be the one that gets that gets God's headlines? You know, there's a way in your life that you don't have to be surprised. I didn't even see that coming. See, the problem is we didn't see it coming because we didn't listen to God telling us about it. See, I honestly believe, let me preach to myself here real quick, because I still get surprised at times, but I believe that if you listen to God on a daily basis, then you can know what's coming up for the day. You know, God, I don't know about this, but it looks like I think it might be a tough day. Better get the armor on. I better suit up. I better get ready for a tough day because we're going to truck through this one. God, I feel like it's going to be a good day. I sense that you tell me. You know, you don't have to be surprised in life because the Holy Spirit will speak to you because you know him. I love what it says in, give me 1 Corinthians 2, 12 through 14. Just put it up here. 1 Corinthians 2, it says, brethren, when I came to you, I didn't come with excellence of speech No, 2:12. That's okay. I'll flip there. It says 1 Corinthians 2:12. That's all right. I'll just see who we can. Oh, you got it. Dang it, you're so quick. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have freely been given to us by God. Next is this. It says, these things we speak, not the words of man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Next one right here. See, the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God because it's foolishness. It doesn't make no sense. Nor can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. If you're talking to someone who doesn't know Jesus, they're like, I don't get it. Well, that's of course not. They don't got the Holy Spirit in them. If you've ever read the Bible, it doesn't make any sense. Especially if you don't have a relationship with God, it's not gonna make sense. That's why you watch the History Channel and these guys are talking about the Bible. And it's like, what? Well, how did they? This guy's a doctor? No. They're all dumb. Don't even. If it says the Bible, anything on a History Channel documentary or Discovery Channel documentary, you can just laugh at it the whole time because it's not true. Because it's ridiculous. I don't care how long these people have been going to Bible college. They don't know a thing about God because their natural brain is trying to make sense of spiritual things, and it don't work that way. It does not work that way. It doesn't. I don't care how many letters you have. You're still going to hell. That's a jacked up thing to say. I'm sorry. But it's true. It takes a person who's been spiritually regenerated to understand the Spirit of God. If you don't understand the Bible, then you need to get closer to Jesus. Because he's the one who's going to tell you. You see, the Holy Spirit empowers you. I love this verse, Romans 8:14, it says this. This is you. This is you right here. It says this. There we are, Romans 8:14. It says this. It says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. It goes on and says, look, God's called you to be his child. You could call him daddy. You could call him father, Abba Father. The Holy Spirit brings you close to God. Bottom line is he empowers you to know God. If God feels distant, then you need to tap into the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and renew that relationship with him. You see, and it says you're led by the Spirit of God if you're a son of God. You see, then you can hear God's voice. If you don't know what to do, then you need to tune your ear into him. If you don't know where to go, if you're just confused, then you need the power of God. You need the Spirit of God in your life because he is the helper. He's the one that takes you by the, I mean, the Bible in Psalm says, you lead me through the valley of the shadow of death. That's the Holy Spirit taking you through the dark places of life. He is the hand of God. The hand of God, that's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says God wants to take you and lead you by the right hand through difficult places. No, you can sit down. You're cool. I get it, though. He wants to take you by the hand. That's God being active in your life, taking you through challenges. That's the Holy Spirit. I love what the Bible says. I used to use this one all the time in high school. John 14:26, it says, I will send you the helper, and it says, and the helper will teach you all things, and he will show you all things, and then it says he will bring all things to your remembrance. I used it all the time when I was taking tests. When I was doing my AP test, I was like, Lord, you said you bring all things to remembrance. So you better show me about this government AP test, because I'm not about to get a 2 on it. And I was like, you better give me a 3. Come on, Holy Spirit. Beat her in a clutch. Bam. This is it. Teach you all things. Bring all things to remembrance. Things that I said to you. If you don't understand the Bible, then you need to pray. You need to pray. You say, God, this book makes no sense, but you wrote it, so I need you, the author, to tell me about it. Holy Spirit, you said you'd teach me all things, and this part is really weird. Tell me about it, God. Give me the Cliff Notes version. God, give me the insight. Show me what that word means. I don't need a dictionary, God. I just need the Holy Spirit. God, You look at this book, you say, God, I don't know where I'm supposed to read in this. This is a lot of pages, Lord. I don't know where to go. Where should I start? The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Bring all things to remembrance. When you're in a sticky situation, it just has to be a 2-second prayer under your breath. God, I don't know what to say to this person. I'll bring all things to remembrance. The Holy Spirit will help you in and through these things. See, the problem is not that people, the problem with Christians isn't that they don't like Jesus, that people don't know about Jesus. The problem is not even that people in church like to hear about Jesus. The problem is that we keep Jesus in a church and we don't live our everyday life by the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is one that walks with us through the day, and we leave him in a building. We leave him in the corner and we don't take him with us. And that is the problem, is that we live a weak, empty life apart from the person of God that wants to go with us every step of the way. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, but nobody's home. Now, one of those weird to you, but what happens is this, is, and this is where we're going to shut this thing down right now, is we've lived our life, and we've filled our life up with so many things that there is no room for the Holy Spirit left. See, God's forever. Forever this way, forever that way. Forever before, forever after. God's forever. But me and you, see, the problem with me and you is that we're not. There's only so much room. There's only so much room in you. It's like your pockets. You can only put so many things in your pockets before you start busting stitches, before there's no more room in there. If you have a wallet, gentlemen, you can only put so many $100 bills in there before they just stop fitting, right? Am I right? Yeah, put all the $100 bills, or you gotta put all the ones in the middle, and then it looks like, that's a player tip. Anyway, but that's okay, I'm not a player. the problem is, you're not forever. So you just can't fill yourself up with anything and then expect to have God be in there too. The Bible says your cup runneth over. Why? Because there's no more room. Right? What are you filled with? Your body, your life, your heart, your spirit. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. But is there any room for God in there? You see, the Holy Spirit has all the fullness of God's power for you. But if you only give him a sliver of your life, then you only get a sliver of the power of God. It's not that God's not strong enough for your life. It's just that you don't got no time or room for God in your life. See, the Galatians 5:16. Let me flip there real quick. Galatians 5:16, last verse of the day. I'm gonna get ready to shut this thing down. It's getting hot in here. I'm getting sweaty. I'm gonna start getting grumpy. I'm gonna start preaching mean. But maybe I just need to keep on going. The Bible says here in Galatians 5:16. It says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Oh. For the lust of the flesh, well, it lusts against the Spirit. They're not friends. The Spirit, well, it lusts against the flesh. They're contrary. They don't work. It's oil and water. They just don't mix. So that you do not do the things you wish. Is anybody doing the things they don't want to do in here? Am I the only one to put my hand up in this house? Is anybody doing things lately that you're like, stupid, 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 stupid? Okay. Maybe you even say other words that you're not allowed to say in church. Bleep, 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 bleepity, bleep, 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 bleep. Thank you in the back. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These two, they don't get along, so you do not do the things that you wish. But if, that's one big but if. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. And it begins to list all these things that dumb people who live by the Spirit, that by the flesh do. That's you and me. But then it starts that the fruit of the Spirit is, the love of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against us is all along, crucify the flesh, walk in the Spirit, blah. See, if you have things you cannot stop doing, you will never stop doing them. Get this. I know that sounds really sad. I'm going to shut this thing down. You cannot stop doing what you don't want to do. You cannot stop. You cannot stop doing what you don't want to do. Gossiping, you can't stop it. You've got to replace it. Oh, see, you've got to replace it. See, the Bible didn't say stop doing bad things. No, God did not say stop doing bad things. God said start doing God things. And you ain't got no time for bad things. That's how it works. That's how you stop living in the flesh. If you're depressed, if you're making fun of your little brother, if you want to run away on a constant basis, if you don't listen to your parents, look, if you're getting bad grades, look, if you don't like reading the Bible, then the only way to stop those things is to start doing things that are of the Spirit. There's no such thing as a spiritual vacuum. You can't just get rid of all the bad things. No. You've got to flush the flesh out by the Spirit. You see, you will never be an empty vessel. Somebody will always be fighting for your heart. And it's the flesh against the Spirit. And the only way you keep the flesh and wickedness out is by keeping the Spirit of God in. And when the Spirit of God is in you, there is no room for the works of darkness. There is no room for wickedness. There's no room for foolishness or tripping. There's no room for being stupid. There's no room for stupid. Why? Because you're too busy doing smart. You see, you can't say smart and stupid at the same time. And if you do, you just sound stupid. One or the other. See, too busy doing God to do me. I'm too busy doing the Spirit to do the flesh. You ever notice that when you're bored, you do stupid things? I can just shut the Bible and we're done. Right there. That's all I need to say today. That's the Holy Spirit. When you're bored, you do stupid things. When you're alone with people you shouldn't be alone with, you do dumb things. But if you're too busy out doing God things, you'll find, I don't got time for this. I don't got time for foolishness. If all you do is you watch stupid movies, and all you do is you listen to stupid music, and all you do is you read stupid books, and all you do, and you're hanging with stupid people, and all you do is you think stupid things, then you'll do stupid. Because there's no room left for the Holy Spirit in your temple. But if you do Spirit things, then there you go. What you put in is what will come out. That's the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 4:8-9, you don't got to turn there. It says, look, these people were stuck in the flesh. So what did they do? They served little g gods. They were stuck in bondage because they were too busy doing the wrong things, living in the flesh. Don't be that. You need to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. So do more God. If you're not reading your word, well, no wonder. If you're not praying, no wonder. If you're having a really bad day, then you need to stop, wait, and just get alone with God. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time you did that? Most people in this place, probably not enough. And that's how it all works. That's how we break it down. You need to fill yourself up with the things of God. Because the Holy Spirit wants to empower you to know God. He doesn't have to be a stranger, doesn't have to be weird. Holy Spirit wants to empower you to hear God's voice, to teach you things you didn't know. Because the sons of God are led by the Son, by the Spirit of God. Oh, that's how you, and God wants to empower you to live for him. That's how you do it. Let go of the flesh. Start doing the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, self-control, long-suffering. The whole list. Because anything from God today is giving praise.